This painting is an example of a genre that was in vogue during the Napoleonic period, the historical painting in a contemporary setting. In fact, the canvas represents a tragedy that actually took place. In 1816, the French frigate Medusa ran aground off the coast of Senegal. Lifeboats were used to evacuate the ship, but 150 people had to take to a raft. For reasons that are unclear, the survivors drifted away from the other vessels and were left completely at the mercy of the wind and the currents. After 13 days spent under desperate conditions, they were rescued, but only 15 of them were left alive. Géricault has depicted the culminating moment of the drama, the moment when the castaways, at the end of their tether, catch sight of the brig that is going to save them. The faces and attitudes of the figures display a wide gamut of feelings, ranging from the dignified sorrow of the father who will not abandon the corpse of his dead son, all the way through despair to the rekindling of hope. The groups that make up the painting are arranged in a pyramidal scheme that is underlined by the rigging of the raft. The level of the horizon has been lowered to make the observer feel part of the event. The tones are dark and uniform. The classical models from which Géricault drew his inspiration are evident. The sculptural character of the bodies harks straight back to Michelangelo's Last Judgment, and the dramatic gestures of the figures seem to allude to Raphael's Transfiguration. The execution of the work was preceded by a long period of preparation, in which the artist gathered information about the actual course of events and made numerous drawings of bodies in the morgue of a Paris hospital.